On this episode of Minds and Chakras, I share with you a simple four-step self-care protocol to reduce stress, alleviate anxiety, feel better, and beat the Monday blues. You're going to feel like $1 million after following these steps, so stick till the very end.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras and certified breathwork instructor. And my goal with these sessions is to help you use breathwork to experience a deep state of bliss. It's Monday morning here on Main Street, Vancouver. It's dry, it's cloudy, and the weather is chill and crisp. I woke up at 5 a.m., did my morning routine, had a cold shower, and I am feeling great right now. How are you doing? Recently, I came across the term Blue Monday, which is a name given to the third Monday of the year due to the combination of post-Christmas blues, cold, dark nights, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere, dismal results from the New Year's resolutions that some of us have set, and the arrival of unpaid credit card bills. And to top it all, in most parts of the world, we're still in a lockdown, socially isolated, mentally stimulated because of all the social media apps, and there is a mass hysteria about the virus. And I know that it is very hard for most people around the world to deal with. And that's why I decided to put together a four-part breathwork protocol for you to try out. It is guaranteed to make you feel better, but promise me that you will do this and then you will reach out to me to give me some feedback about how it went for you and how you felt after. Do you promise? Now, before we get started, I wanted to give a shout out to Magda, who reached out to me with an email a few days back. And here's what she said. Hey AJ, I started listening to your podcast after I was recovering from my knee surgery in May 2020. Your show was my one-stop shop to all things spiritual, and I branched on from there, researching and learning about all sorts of different topics. There is much of wealth of knowledge from your shows. Many thanks for sharing it all with us, Magda. Thanks, Magda. So glad that you get value from our shows, and I appreciate you listening. I also wanted to quickly answer this one question from Kendall Christine from our podcast Facebook group, who asked me this question. If someone's typical unconscious breathing pattern is impacted by trauma, how does one restore regular breathing patterns without actively making the self-conscious and aware of their breath 24/7? Now that's a great question, and there are many ways to look at it. A simple way to look at it is when we experience trauma of any kind, it creates an emotional signature that is stored inside our body as a reminder for us to avoid experiencing similar negative experiences in the future. It makes sense, right? So the body wants you to avoid a negative experience or another trauma potentially in the future. And so it's sort of adding a reminder, storing it in the body. And this traumatic experience also affects how you breathe, because we're always on the lookout for danger, something suspicious, or a stimuli that can lead to a relapse of that same experience. So typically, when we breathe shallowly, that is breathing only till the chest and not all the way down till your belly, we're unconsciously on a state of alert or fight or flight, which is associated with high stress levels, high blood pressure, and constricted blood vessels. By learning how to correct our breathing consciously, breathing diaphragmatically and breathing nasally through the nose rather than through the mouth, we're training our body to relax and activate the rest and digest system. Initially, you're doing it consciously, but then over a period of time, it becomes unconscious. Now, this breath work, along with visualization and mantras and some journaling and other practices, can slowly but surely release the held trauma so that your body is convinced that there is no danger and that you can breathe fully and easily, just like any other habit. Through practice, through repetition and self-love, you will unconsciously start breathing correctly and in a way that supports your health and vitality. For example, at night, I place a small piece of tape over my mouth, like a 3M micropore small tape on my lips, to train myself to breathe through my nose even while I'm sleeping. I've been told that I tend to snore sometimes at night, and this advice from the book Breath by James Nestor has certainly helped correct my nocturnal breathing patterns. But again, sometimes good habits can take time to form, and you need to shower yourself with self-love and take small steps, baby steps, because that will make all the difference. I hope that makes sense, Kendall. Thanks for asking me that question. And with that being said, let us begin with our four-step breathwork protocol. Step one, do an Abhyanga. Abhyanga literally means self-love, and it is an Ayurvedic self-care practice of oil massaging yourself to balance your doshas, relax your nervous system, and make your skin glow. There are many ways to do this, and some can take 1 or 2 hours, but I'm going to give you the short and simple method that will take about 10 to 15 minutes. Firstly, you need to choose an oil. I usually use fractionated coconut oil, but you can use almond oil, sesame oil, or even jojoba oil. If you can, warm the oil a little bit and make sure that you test the oil on your inner wrist so that you know that it's not too hot. And then apply the oil first on the crown of your head, working slowly from there in circular strokes, massaging your ears, your earlobes, your face, your forehead, your cheeks, your jaws, your nose, and your neck. From there, move to your limbs and massage your limbs, your legs, your hands in circular strokes. Make sure that you use enough oil so that it is nice and greasy. Make sure that you're massaging toward the direction of your heart. Massage your chest, your abdomen, your back, your shoulders. And do you see how this is self-love? Because you're using some nourishing oil and you are touching yourself gently and somatically loving yourself. That is the best version of self-love, is to acknowledge and recognize and cherish your physical body. Finally, also spend a few minutes massaging your feet, ankles, your legs, and your thighs. By now, you must be feeling a nice circulation of blood and prana energy all across your body. And that's exactly the point of energy work, is to get your energy to move and flow properly and to circulate. Then wash your hands with soap and let's move on to our next step. We're going to let the oil sink into your skin and penetrate into the deeper layers of the body while we perform the next few steps. Step number two is to prepare a warm cup of turmeric milk. Turmeric milk or golden milk is a traditional Ayurvedic drink from India that not only tastes great, but it is incredibly calming and relaxing for your body. It is loaded with antioxidants and may reduce inflammation and joint pain, improving memory and brain function, protecting against heart disease, lowering blood sugar levels, helping digestion, improving bone health, and also reducing the risk of cancer. And all of it through a warm turmeric milk. Preparation is simple. Heat up some milk, whether it's cow's milk, almond milk, or any milk of your choice. Then add 1 teaspoon of organic ground turmeric, add a pinch of pepper, black pepper, 1 tablespoon of ghee. You can also add butter if you want. 1 tablespoon of honey or sugar if you prefer. Mix it all up and pick up your journal because we're going to start writing. Which brings us to our next step. Step three, spend the next 7 minutes in your journal writing down at least 10 reasons why you love yourself. 10 reasons why you are an awesome person. 10 reasons why you are special and you are unique. And you'll be surprised with what you come out with. Now, it has to be free-flowing, which means you need to write down the first thing that comes to your mind. The moment you allow your critical self to intervene it's too late, because something will come up and then you'll say, no, I'm not really that, or I don't really feel that. You just write out the first thing that comes to your mind, because that's directly from your intuition. Does that make sense? And write down any and every reason that you love yourself or appreciate yourself or cherish yourself for. Can be small, can be large, but make it at least 10. And if you can come up with more than that, then great. And then for the final step, once you've done your journaling and you've had your nice cup of warm turmeric milk, you're going to do the breathwork session that is going to follow. Make sure that you wear headphones or earphones for the best experience. Are you ready? Okay, so for this session, we're going to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. We're going to breathe in for 4 counts. We're going to breathe out for 8 counts. So you're really going to extend your exhales. As you breathe out, make sure that you're pursing your lips and imagine as if you are breathing out through a straw. And we're going to breathe all the way down till the belly. So place your right hand on your chest, left hand on your belly. And as you breathe in, make sure that you're filling up your belly with air so it rises along with your chest and shoulders. When you breathe out, the reverse will happen and your belly will go down, letting go of all the air. Does that make sense? What will also help is imagining that the air is a beam of white light that enters your nostrils, goes down your mouth, down your throat, into your chest, and all the way down to your belly. And when you breathe out, you're breathing out the stress, the worry, the negative energy, or anything that does not serve you. Does that make sense? Let's do it. Close your eyes, ensure that your back is straight, and pay attention to your breathing as you breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. Fully in again. Let it go. With every second, you are becoming more and more relaxed all over your body. And allow the music to make you even more relaxed. Fully in. Exhale out your mouth. Inhale. Let it go. Inhale the air, exhale. In through the nose, take it in, take it in, take it in. Let it go out the mouth. Fill up your lungs with the air. Pursing your lips on the way out and in through the nose. That's right. Breathing all the way down till your belly and then letting it go. Imagining the stress leave away in bubbles. Inhale, fill up your lungs. Let go of the stress, the worry, the negative energy. Allow it to float away. Inhale. Exhale. With every breath, you are becoming more and more relaxed, more and more calm, and at peace. If you notice any tingly sensation, any lightheadedness, then it's all right. It's part of the process of relaxation. fully in, take it in through your nose. Let it go. Let it go. And don't force your breathing. Don't jerk your breathing. Make it effortless and part of your being state. Exhale, exhale, exhale. And imagine the oxygen going down your nostrils, down your throat, into your chest, into your belly, and then the reverse happening on the way out. And imagine that you're floating in air now, floating in space, and it's dark all around you, and you are formless, shapeless. You're just the observer that is witnessing yourself breathing in and out. So take on that position of the witness, the observer, as you breathe in and out. That's right. Fully in, take it in, take it in, take it in, take it in. Now let it go. Let it all out. Exhale. In through the nose, filling up your lungs. Letting it go. Releasing the stress that you've been holding on to. Inhale again. Nice big inhale. Let it go. Exhale. Fully in, fill up your lungs, and imagine the stress leaving your body. Imagine the negative energy floating away. Inhale. Out. Let it go. You're doing really well. Keep on going. Fully in, take it in. Exhale. Remember, make it effortless, make it pleasurable, make it really enjoyable. And imagine that you're formless, shapeless, weightless. Breathe it in, take in all that beautiful oxygen into your lungs, and now release, slowly extending your exhales. Fully in, through the nose, out. Take it in. Let it all out. Almost there, fully in. Exhale. Light, allow it to enter, and now leave. Let it go. Almost there, you're fully relaxed now. Take it in, take it in. Take it in, take it in. Exhale. Now I want you to take one final big inhale, and then we're going to hold the air on top of the breath. Breathe fully in. Hold your breath now. Holding your breath, going deep within, pushing slightly beyond your comfort zone, and noticing how your state changes inside, your emotions, your feelings, your sensations. Almost there. 3, 2, 1, let it go. Take a few moments to really enjoy this silence, this bliss that you have created for yourself. And whenever you're ready, you can either pause if you need more time, or you can wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, open up your eyes, come back to the present moment. And have a glass of water, if you'd like. Alright, now that you have completed your breathwork session and you're hopefully relaxed and de-stressed and you're feeling good about yourself, you can now have a nice, relaxing, calming, warm shower to finish off our self-care protocol. You really deserve this, so give yourself some more love and allow the warm water to take away any remaining stress or worry or negative energy and let it go down the drain. That's it. If you enjoyed this routine, then leave me a voice message on our website. I've recently changed my website and I want to test this new feature that I have. And doing so is very simple. Just go to my7chakras.com, click the blue microphone that you'll see on the bottom right, and it'll allow you to record your voice and just leave like a quick voice note about how you enjoyed doing this session, because I'll give you a shout out after that. If you prefer though, you can just write me an email at aj@my7chakras.com and I will read out your email to all of our listeners. I also wanted to let you know that I've opened up a few one-on-one breathwork spots that are by donation on a sliding scale. So if you'd like to work with me and do a breathwork session at an affordable price, then let's connect. I find that some people prefer to work one-on-one compared to working or doing a breathwork session in a group. So if that is you, let's connect. And if you'd like to support us in some way, then hit the subscribe button. And please consider writing us an iTunes rating and review, because these reviews, they let Apple know that you love our show and that you're getting value from it, which helps us get in front of more listeners, which helps us grow, right? So hit subscribe and write us an iTunes rating and review. That's all for today. Wherever you are in the world, I hope you have a great day ahead and we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my7chakras.com.
Save big money now on new siding from LP SmartSide at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP SmartSide today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money